This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Jabbar has a few meanings. So one of the meanings of Al-Jabbar is the one who compels. And this name is mentioned a few times in the Quran. And sometimes it's mentioned talking about describing a human being. And in those cases, it's a negative connotation. But when it describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means a few things. One is that it means that He is the one who overpowers, compels, He's the most mighty. But there's another meaning to the word Al-Jabbar, and that is that He is also the one who mends. He's the one who fixes something that's broken. He's the one who rectifies. He's the one who completes that which is incomplete. And it's actually an interesting fact that, as we know, Muslims invented algebra, and that the word for algebra comes from the root of the same root as Al-Jabbar. And the reason for that is al-jabr is algebra in Arabic. Al-jabr is to fix equations. So it's actually a very interesting fact. But this root means to fix something. And in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who fixes our affairs. He's the one who fixes the broken hearts. He's the one who mends anything that is broken or that needs fixing or completing. Now, this attribute is something, as we know, every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way for us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if we look at everything in the universe, everything that is created and everything that we experience in our lives, the ultimate purpose, the ultimate objective of every single thing that we see, every single thing that we experience, is actually to show us the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the experiences that we have in life, or what we've witnessed in life, and we realize that they are actually intended to allow us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deeper and better. And so how can we know Al-Jabbar? What are some of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this attribute to be known by us and experienced by us? And if you think about it at a deep level, if something is never broken, then you don't see how it is mended. And so one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows things to become broken is that that by it first being broken and then mended, we are able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Jabbar. And moreover, when something is broken, see, you're not going to call a carpenter unless you first have a break. And so oftentimes, it is the fact that things break that make us call on Al-Jabbar. It is the fact that hearts break. It is the fact that relationships break. It's the fact that our affairs fall apart. It's the fact that we are incomplete by definition, that our matters are incomplete, that things go wrong, that these are actually blessings in disguise because they push us to call on the one who mends. They allow us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this attribute. And had we not experienced break, and had we not experienced things going wrong or things falling apart, then we would never have the opportunity to experience Al-Jabbar, the one who fixes and mends. And so it's actually very profound because it becomes a means by which we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call on Allah by Al-Jabbar, to ask Allah to mend our affairs, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mend our hearts when they have become broken. One point that is very, very powerful, is that Al-Jabbar is not only the one who mends and not only the one who fixes the things that are broken, but Al-Jabbar is an exaggerated form of the word. And so it's not just Al-Jabr, like algebra, but it's Al-Jabbar. And as you know, in Arabic, when you take a root And you can have many different derivations of that root with different meanings. And in this case, it is a more intensified version of that root, which means to fix or to mend. And when you say that he is Al-Jabbar, not only does he mend, not only does he fix, but he mends and he fixes completely so that there is no break left. You know, like if you get like, I don't know, you have a vase and it falls and it shatters and it breaks and you want to put it back together, right? Well, when you put that vase back together, you still see the cracks and it's not back. You know, you can say I fixed it, but you didn't really fix it completely because there are still cracks. It's not as it was before. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different than the human, than the creation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mends, for example, a broken heart or a broken situation, he doesn't just sort of fix it. He mends it completely so that there is no break left. There is no fault left. And in fact, this is even deeper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does he have the power to return things completely to the way they were before the break, but he can actually return them to better and stronger than they were before the break. There's an interesting sign in the universe, and that is that, for example, when you break a bone, and after a bone breaks, and this is, you know, anybody in the medical profession will know this, that after a bone breaks and then heals, that bone where it broke and healed actually becomes stronger than it was before it broke. And that is Al-Jabbar. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he can actually not only restore, for example, a broken heart to the way it was before it broke, he can actually restore it such that it becomes stronger than it was before it broke. And that is only Al-Jabbar who can do that, which is absolutely, you know, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. So we should never despair when we feel like we're broken. We should never despair when things shatter in our lives, when relationships or situations or our hearts, because we can always go back to the one who not only fixes and not only mends, but fixes and mends perfectly, so that there is no break. And one step further is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can actually fix and mend it to make it even better and even stronger than it was before it broke. So subhanAllah, you know, it's one of the most beautiful attributes, especially for people who have been through calamities and difficulties. And subhanAllah, it is quite timely. You know, we've had recent tragedies in Ramadan. You know, recently in Afghanistan, this absolute tragedy of the hospital and the babies that died and the mothers that died. And you know, I read one of these stories and I was just thinking about what kind of absolute anguish these people must be going through. And it is so timely to speak about Al-Jabbar, because Al-Jabbar is the only one who can mend these hearts and who can allow anyone, no matter how much they've been through, to heal and not just heal, but actually become stronger than they were before their tragedy or their trauma.